to another installment of the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. It is now August 11, if I recall correctly, and on a fantastic afternoon, at least for this part of the country. And we're here to talk about truth. We're here to talk about taxes. And it's going to be a great, great time today. You can join us on the show, because you're my favorite guest, at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. You have a question? We're going to be talking about truth. We're going to be talking about taxes. And we're going to be talking about the lies about taxes that are being spread by those who would take somebody else's money without a right to do that. And if you've got a comment, just give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to be discussing today a couple of points. There's been, a really good suggestion made by one of our listeners here, Gary Ryan in Childress, Texas, unless he's in Georgia or unless he's in Michigan. Gary suggested that we take a piece of this elephant that we've been talking about all this time and just take that one spoonful and chew it up real good, digest it, and let it get into our system, let us get a little better, perhaps, understanding of that small part of it. And then next program, we'll take another spoon out of that elephant, and before you know it, we'll all be experts. We'll all know what there is to know. And today, I picked out a general area. Let's start with something that you all have heard about, everybody knows about. We're going to talk just a little bit, just for a short while, about McCulloch versus Maryland, the granddaddy of tax cases. Everybody likes to talk about Bruce Shaver, and, of course, I love to talk about Butchers Union, and we like to talk about the Pollock intricacies and whether or not the 16th did this or did that. Let's go all the way on back. Let's go on back to 1819, and we'll talk about McCulloch v. Maryland, and we'll even throw in a couple of tidbits about how much damage this great Chief Justice did to us while he was lining out these rules and these limitations on the taxing power of the federal government. While at the same time was chewing at the beast leech when it came to other areas of our government. So we'll peel back a few layers of skin. We'll expose some of the raw ugly and some of the beauty of it, and maybe obtain a little better understanding of both the jurisdictional side of the tax issue and the taxing authority side of the tax issue. Whenever we sit down with this case, McCulloch v. Maryland. McCulloch v. Maryland is in the notorious notebook, and also in that notebook CD that Truth Attack is giving away is the full text of that case. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes to talk about that particular aspect of it, and we'll be then taking your calls, and we'll be talking about what you want to talk about.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We're talking about taxes today, as we usually do, and that's until we get that straight. When we get that straightened out, we'll find something else to work on. There's plenty of material out there, believe me, that's wrong with the federal government since it got out of its box. We've got a long ways to go, but the first thing to do is to get the beast that has spawned all of these other beastlets, like bureaucracies and agencies that the government has no business getting into. Then we'll work on those later. But for now, let's stay with the big piece. Let's stay with the income tax and the IRS. And let's go all the way back to the origins of the country. And in 1819, after just a short while, some 30 years of existence, the United States was confronted with a problem of how far can a government go in exacting taxes, and on what subjects can it impose these taxes? And in the case of McCulloch v. Maryland, the issue came up for the first time before the Supreme Court. Justice John Marshall was the Chief Justice at that time, a highly regarded legal mind, although he did, as I'm going to point out earlier, and we'll discuss a little bit more in a little bit. He did do some damage to us, but by and large, McCulloch v. Maryland is a case that you probably remember from either your history studies in high school or your civics class, because it's in both of those textbooks, or at least it used to be. The issue was whether or not a state could tax a federally owned or federally operated bank, the United States Bank that the Congress had created and had installed in the state of Maryland, or at least had a building and an operation in the state of Maryland that Maryland sought to tax. Now, in order to determine whether or not Maryland could tax this federally owned building and federally owned operation, the Supreme Court had to set out what the limits of taxation are. And it acknowledges that pretty much sovereignty has the right to tax anything that is within its boundaries. And this bank was definitely within the boundaries of the state of Maryland. And the state of Maryland obviously was, and at least was at that time, a sovereignty. So it had taxing power, and the bank was in the state. So what was the problem? Well, the problem was that the bank was owned and controlled by another sovereignty. It was created by another sovereignty, and it was one that was supposed to be does have the benefit of the Supremacy Clause. And that's what we remember about it from civics class, was that the Supremacy Clause made the federal government the big boy and made the state the little boy. And that was some of the damage was that was done to our system in setting that out. But when we look back into the case and we look at it a little bit farther, it starts to tell us exactly what any government, any state, can tax and cannot tax, because it gives us those limitations in the form of the definition of the taxing authority as being anything that is within that sovereignty and under its control. In a nutshell, and I think the most crucial statement in the taxing authority issue is John Marshall's declaration that the power to tax is an instant of sovereignty and is coextensive with that to which it is instant, which is 1819 speak for taxing of power comes from being a sovereign, and it extends to whatever you're sovereign over. In other words, it goes on to say, all subjects over which the sovereign power of a state extends are objects of taxation. Now, that, and you know, obviously, that's not too complicated, is it? All subjects over which the sovereign power of a state extends are objects of taxation. But does a state or the sovereign power of a state extend over everything? Can they tell you what to name your children? Can they tell you what type of or model of car you can drive? Not yet, anyway. But so those are not objects of taxation. And then he goes and he says the other way around. He said, but those over which it does not extend are upon the soundest principles, and this is an important word, because it's a word that comes up in the tax regulations, exempt from taxation. This proposition may almost be pronounced self-evident. Self-evident means that when you hear it, you can tell it's true. So he tells us that the taxing power is coextensive with the ruling power, with the sovereign power. Coextensive meaning that whatever the governing power extends to, if they can rule it, if they can govern it, if they can tell you do or don't have or don't have, then they can tax that activity or tax that property. If they cannot tell you whether you can or cannot, then the word for that activity or the word for that property is exempt. And we find that word exempt in the regulations in 1.861, I think I've got my dot and my dash backwards, 1-861.8T, I'm not doing well here today, bear with me, .8T, and that tells us in the middle there that there is exempt property that should not be included, should be excluded from your gross income. Now, so the question is, it comes to mind, is the money that you make taxable income, because the income tax is only on taxable income, or is the money that you make not taxable income? If it is outside of the governing power of the federal government, then it is exempt from taxation, according to John Marshall. And this case is still the law of the land. So how do you decide whether something is taxable or not taxable is by first looking back and saying, is this an activity, or is my income or revenue, rather, let's call it that because that's not the same thing as income, is my revenue derived from a taxable activity, or is it not derived from a taxable activity? If the federal government can control and regulate what you do to make a living, then that would make it inside a taxable subject of their jurisdiction. It'd be under their authority. It'd be within their power also to tax it. But if it isn't, if they can't regulate that, then I guess we would have to conclude that your revenues and that activity from which they came are exempt from taxation. So how do we test that? One way that John Marshall gave us was that he defined in this case, as well as saying that anything outside of the regulatory authority of a government is exempt from taxation by that government, he also told us how to determine whether or not a subject of taxation is within or without that sovereignty's control. What he told us was that the sovereignty of a state extends to everything which exists by its own authority or is introduced by its permission. Now, in this particular case, what we were talking about was the United States Bank. Now, did Maryland, does that bank exist because Maryland, the state of Maryland, created it? Did they authorize the bank? No, the bank was created by a charter from the United States Congress. So the bank, the United States Bank, wouldn't come under Maryland's authority because it was existing because Maryland said so. So then the next question says, or is introduced by its permission. All right, was National Bank or the United States Bank created? Did it operate by virtue of permission from Maryland? No. Because the United States government doesn't require Maryland's permission to create a national bank. Now, although the case did deal with the problem of whether or not the Congress had the power to create that bank or not, if Congress did have the power, then it didn't require Maryland's permission. That would put this bank outside of the sovereignty of the state of Maryland. And by doing that, it's also outside the taxing authority of the state of Maryland. Now, I mentioned earlier that he also did a lot of damage. Now, this test here is great for us because it gives us a litmus test on whether or not we're being taxed by the income tax law or not. Because the income tax law only taxes taxable income. And the regulations say that we should exclude non-taxable or exempt income from our gross income. So if we are outside of the taxing authority, if what we do for a living is not governed, then we've got that exemption, then we should be backing that out of our gross income. And we'll finish this up and then start taking your calls here on the Life Free Zone in just a minute.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
And we're back up and running here on Live Free Zone. It's Tom Cryer, and we're talking about McCulloch v. Maryland. We're attempting to talk about it. A while ago, I got my tongue tangled around my eye teeth, and I couldn't see what I was saying. But we got it out anyway. And we figure it out here. We've got a way now of telling whether or not a government, any government, can tax us on any particular subject, whether it's being on our labor or it's on our ownership of an automobile. Whatever is occurring here, we can tell right away by just looking at, does the government have the power to govern this activity? Can they tell me when I can do it or how I can do it? If they can, then they can tax me on that. If they can't, then they cannot tax me on that. And the word for that is exempt. And the code and the law says, the regulations say, that you should back that out of your gross income. So if you were to have gross income from an activity that cannot be governed by the federal government, then you aren't taxable on that. So where you, how do you find out whether or not that's governable? You just have to look at the Constitution. And here's where I want to remind everybody, if you don't have a copy of the Constitution in your house, or you don't have one in your pocket, then you need to get one. This Google Pocket Constitution, there are a dozen places on the website that you can get one for next to nothing. But you need to have that copy of Constitution either in front of you or in your pocket where you can grab it on a minute's notice and then find out. I guarantee you, you have a copy of your automobile policy, Andy. Well, isn't this about that important? So if you don't have that Constitution in your household, if you don't have it on your desk, if you don't have it where you can get to it, then you need to get one. Equip yourself as a citizen. That's the most important piece of equipment that any citizen can arm himself with, and that is the knowledge of whatever his rights are and the knowledge of what rights the government has to impose any kind of rule, regulation, restriction, or, in this case, tax on him. Arm yourself with the truth. Arm yourself with your own copy of the Constitution. Now, we look at that Constitution and we find that there are a lot of different powers granted to Congress. But how many of those powers are really where they can tell us what they can do, what we can or can't do? And that's, you know, what you've got to look at. Look at the list. When you get your Constitution out, go to the go to your Article 1, Section 8, and look at the list of powers that Congress has. That Article 1, Section 8 contains 75-80% of the authority that Congress has. That's the extent of its taxing power as well. And if you look at that and see exactly whether your activity, what do you do? Are you a plumber? Are you a lawyer? Are you a candlestick maker? Whatever you do, what, you know, is it that gives the government, the federal government, any authority to regulate that, to tell you how to go about doing it? Now, we look at this, and we, the list is not that long. But they have the power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises. They can establish rules of naturalization, which doesn't matter because when they do that, they don't enforce them anyway. But that's another issue. They can regulate commerce with foreign nations. That means they can tax commerce with foreign nations, can't they? Among the states, meaning interstate commerce, they can tax interstate commerce. They can tax commerce with Indian tribes because they can regulate commerce with Indian tribes. They could also coin money, but that's where, how they're going to tax that. They can provide for punishment of counterfeiting, or I guess in the case of the Fed, they can provide for authorizing counterfeiting. I don't see that here, though. They can build post offices and post roads. They can pass laws governing patents and copyrights. So if you're exercising a patent right, an exclusive right to produce and sell an invention, or if you're exercising and benefiting from a copyright privilege, then I suppose that would be taxable, wouldn't it? But if you go on down the line, you don't find anything else really that they could tax you on. The only thing that they're allowed to do here is to tell you that you're not allowed to commit counterfeiting, and you're not allowed to commit piracy and felonies committed on the high seas. I don't know how many of us are pirates for a living, but if we were, I suppose that would entitle them to tax us for whatever loot we were to gather in the process of our pirating activities. So that put that rule up next to you. They put it up there and see, am I taxable? Is my activity, is my way I make a living, is the way that I live, is what I have or what I do, is any of that included in there? Am I a person in interstate commerce? Am I being traded with the Indians? Am I being traded with for foreign nations? No. Don't guess I am. I don't know about you, but I know I'm not any of those. So I don't think that they can tax me on any of that. And now we're going to get back here. We'll be taking your calls at 1-800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. No longer the insolent or the impudent peasant, but now the free and innocent citizen, back up on his feet and ready to keep on swinging until we get this puppy finished, we get this thing done, we get back to the rule of law, and we'll keep punching until we get not only back to the rule of law, but we get back to the constitutional republic that was guaranteed us by our Constitution. We were talking about McCulloch v. Maryland. I think we covered in general what McCulloch v. Maryland and John Marshall gave us in a way of testing to see if our activities or our property are within or without the taxing authority of any government. But I'd also promise to tell you how he also did a lot of damage. That case involved whether or not, not only whether or not Maryland could tax the U.S. bank, but whether or not Congress even had the power to create it, because there wasn't listed among these enumeration of powers we just talked about anything having to do with creating a bank. Now, John Marshall was a very, very strong Federalist, meaning at the time that he favored a stronger version of the federal government as opposed to the anti-Federalists who did not favor a stronger federal government. What he was looking at was the power to coin money and to regulate its value. And he indicated that it was a reasonable means of accomplishing that for the government to create a bank. A problem with that is that the Constitution didn't list out the power to create a bank, and the test on what other powers it might have was in that same segment that we just talked about in Article 1, Section 8. It provides that Congress has the power to make laws necessary and proper in order to carry out the powers granted in this particular segment of the Constitution. Necessary and proper, not reasonable and proper. So the question came down, what about this clause, necessary and proper? It may be reasonable to create a bank, but was it necessary to create a bank? Couldn't they find some other way of doing that? Well, John Marshall did something there that, you know, any modern politician would just marvel at. What he said was that when they say necessary in the Constitution, that necessary did not mean necessary because it did not mean absolutely necessary. So this was a very strict limit on powers of Congress that he is relaxing because it didn't say absolutely necessary. Now, that would be like if your kid went out to play and you say, did you finish your homework? And he says, yes, and then later you found out that he didn't. And he said, oh, I didn't realize you meant all my homework. You didn't say all of my homework. That wouldn't work when I was a kid. I don't know if it would work today. But it certainly worked in 1819, whenever John Marshall said, well, necessary doesn't mean necessary because it didn't say absolutely necessary. The other thing that limited this power, gave them a problem with this, is that because these powers are enumerated and the federal government only has the power to do those things it's authorized, as opposed to a state which can do anything that isn't prohibited, is a Tenth Amendment. The Tenth Amendment, which is an anchor of the Bill of Rights, reserved all powers not delegated to the federal government, to the states, and to the people. Now, that means just like whenever you sell property and you don't want to sell the mineral rights, you exclude the mineral rights. Well, that doesn't go across. You sold the property, but you reserved the mineral rights. Well, in this case, the states, when they created the federal government, reserved all of those powers, and the people reserved all of those powers except those that are, you know, delegated to Congress. So he had to get past that because the power to create a bank would have to have been among that reservation because it wasn't delegated to Congress. How did he, how in the world was he going to do that? He could get past the necessary limitation, but he had to get past the Tenth Amendment too. So he puts his spin hat on again, and in a way that again would make a modern politician and spin meister envious, he declares that not delegated to the federal government didn't mean not delegated, because it didn't say not expressly delegated. So necessary doesn't mean necessary because it doesn't say absolutely necessary, and not delegated doesn't mean not delegated because it doesn't say not expressly delegated. And so consequently, he found that the United States government had the power to create this United States Bank, and since it had the power to create this bank, was under its sovereignty and not the sovereignty of the state of Maryland, and Maryland couldn't tax it. Now, if you like this segment of the Live Free Zone that we just played with and had some fun with, then you can give credit to Gary Ryan and half of it to me for putting it on. But if you don't like it, you have to give all the blame to Gary, because this was all his idea and I only did it because he forced me to. But you get anything out of these things, then it's all worth it. Because that's what this is all about. We all want to know more. We all want to understand more. And there is so much to know, and there's so much to understand. There's no way that anybody can do that in one single session. But I think that we just got reached an understanding that the taxing power goes no farther than the ruling power of any sovereignty. And if it's outside their control, it's also outside their taxing authority. If they can't rule it, they can't tax it. It's that simple. Your fundamental rights are outside that rule. Your rights to freedom of speech, your right to freedom to worship as you choose, are outside that control, so those are exempt. Likewise, your God-given fundamental right recognized by the Supreme Court to earn a living through any lawful occupation is also exempt. So I don't know what you do for a living. I don't know what you do to make a living for your family, But if you earn that living, as opposed to having it given to you, then that's an exempt activity. That's something that the government is not allowed to tax. And so, therefore, that's something you should be backing out of your gross income. Now, if you've got a comment on this, by the way, or you've got questions about that or any other aspect of this problem, kick in here and get involved with us. Get on the program, 1-800-313-9443. And we'll stop trying to hog the show here, and I'm going to start bringing on my special guests, which are you. 1-800-313-9443. At this point, though, I want to first mention a couple of things. First off, that Republic Broadcasting Network is not a well-endowed. It's not now endowed by the National Association for the Arts or National Endowment for the Arts because it's not obscene and because it's not weird and because it's not left-wing. It's based on the truth rather than what's popular. It's based on telling you what you need to know instead of just telling you what you want to hear. And that kind of frank, open, honest discussion of issues and open and honest discussion of the truth and the way the world really is, it's not something that you can get anywhere else. But this doesn't continue, and it doesn't happen without help. Republic Broadcasting Network depends upon contributions from those who benefit from it in order to pay for the expenses of maintaining its studio and of keeping this particular show, and a lot of them like it, on the air for us to be able to listen to call in, to contribute, to put in our two bits. So if you can help out with this, give a little bit of your time and money to help out in keeping Republic Broadcasting Network up and running and broadcasting these shows. You can do that in a couple of ways. One, you can do that online. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org. And you can click on donate and donate online. Or you can send your contribution to Republic Broadcasting Network at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. Notice now, this is a new address. They've moved. 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or, like I say, go online. In addition to that, while we're just talking to you for money, we're grabbing at your pocket here, might as well go on ahead and remind you about the special deal that Truth Attack is offering. Those of you who didn't hear about the notorious notebook that I had in front of me during my trial and that the judge demanded to see at the conclusion of my testimony, and then ordered us to turn over to the government so that it could find some holes to punch in my testimony the next morning. That notebook, which actually had more of the effect of causing the government to pull its horns in, spend 10 minutes in its cross-examination of me, and then sit down, that notebook contained all of the raw, boiled-down, white powder in the bottom of the pen truth about the tax issues, is being offered as a gift for any contribution of $50 or more. We started out doing that at the suggestion of a truth trooper to finance buying the transcript and putting it on the website for free download, and that has already happened. But the response and the interest and the number of people who've indicated that they want that notebook and that they want to help with this project of getting Truth Attack up and running has been tremendous. And so we've continued with it. And so if you would like a copy of that, a CD with all of that notebook, we also threw in some extra goodies like the full text of every Supreme Court case that was mentioned in the notebook is also in there. Plus, we've put in some videos, some DVDs from our YouTube postings. And Larry B. Craft's Dead Issues file are also also posted on that CD, because we had some room and we just didn't want to waste it. But if you would be interested in getting that notebook, you can do that by contributing $50 or more to Truth Attack. You can do that by going online, truthattack.org, click donate, and pay online, or by snail mail that's listed there on the same page, but I'll give it to you just in case. The address is Truth Attack, 4348 Urie, Y-O-U-R-E-E, Drive, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71105. That's Truth Attack, 4348 Urie Drive, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71105. Now, that takes care of all the pounding and the shouting and the grabbing at your pocket. Now we can sit back and talk about taxes for a while. Now, if you've got comments, again, the number is 1-800-313-9443. The Truth Attack is what we need to get behind, whether it's with a financial contribution or if it's just to get in there and write some letters. This is a way for patriots to attack this beast without getting within reach of the beast. It's a way to keep from having to crawl in that cave by yourself by refusing to file tax returns or by filing a tax return that has been doctored in some way, zeroed out, corrected, what have you, that places you in jeopardy of being either fined and penalized for a, quote, frivolous return, because no matter how right you are, they're going to say you're frivolous if you disagree with them, or worse, for criminal prosecution or singled out and having levies, penalties, interests assessed against you, and having your wages seized and garnished, or having your property or worse, your home taken away. That's an awful lot to ask any patriot to risk, although the ones that formed this country risked a lot more than that. But it's still an awful lot to ask, especially when there's a way that we can all attack the beast from the safety of outside the cave and from the safety of being in great numbers. We have thousands of people now already who have enlisted in Truth Attack. We are in every single state in the Union, including Hawaii and Alaska. The site recently, in the first week of August, is starting to really generate a lot of interest across the country. We had 7,000 visits in the first week. That's 1,000 visits a day. We had visits from 57 different countries. So we're not talking about just Americans here. We're talking about Americans all over the world that want to know and want to do something about the big lie, something about the most grand and the biggest theft in the history of mankind. Theft by deception, theft by extortion and intimidation, and if those two don't work, theft by strong arm, physically wresting and taking your property, your money, and your labor away from you when there's not only no law that allows them to do it, the Constitution would prohibit it if there were a law allowing them to do it. So get on with Truth Attack if you're not already enlisted. Get with the project. You'll be fighting for the safety of your First Amendment rights. There's not a thing that the IRS can do to you for standing up and demanding that they follow the rule of law. They can, if you try to test them on a one-to-one basis, then you are a big, big disadvantage. Just because once in a while one of us wins doesn't mean that there aren't a lot of people that get chewed up and spit out. Not all of us are equipped to do what I did and to go through that process and come out and emerge with as happy an ending as was in my case. And while the legal fight needs to continue, and those of us who are equipped to fight that fight need to continue to do that, we also need to fight the fight in the court of public opinion, because no major change ever occurs without first the public opinion demanding that something get done. If you look at every single major reform that ever hit this country, you'll see that pattern. Somebody has to propound the issue. That's what we're doing with Truth Attack. Somebody has to stimulate public discussion. And then once, and that's what we're doing with Truth Attack. And then the public, after getting public discussion, talking about it, recognizing it as an issue, formulates a consensus. And that becomes public opinion. And public opinion is what drives politicians. That's what brings about change. And so, you know, get in there in the Truth Attack. Start swinging with us, especially where they can't swing back. We'll be back here in just a minute. Just give us a call, 1-800-313-9443.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And we're back up. We're going. We got rid of the, we took care of our bill paying responsibilities there. I've done all my begging I'm supposed to do here, including the begging I want to do for Truth Attack and RVN, and now we can sit back. I've done my little lesson deal with McCulloch v. Maryland. I'm anxious to see whether anybody, what your comments are on that, but because I'm not a teacher. But now we can sit back and have a little bit of fun. I think we've got a couple of callers here, a few of them. Let's get to those and see what you got on store for, or they have in store for us. We got Joe in Virginia, I believe.
Yes, me, Tom.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing, sir?
Fine. Look, I just want to say something to the people out there. We've got some excellent lawyers here at Tom Cryer, Larry B. Kraft, George Hart, people who have, you know, are doing their very best to help all of us little people out here, the peasants. And, you know, it is not very, very much. I mean, if we got thousands and thousands of people tracking on Truth Attack, if they could reach in their pockets in $1 or $2, we'd have thousands of dollars coming in these people to keep them going so they could keep this work going. I saved my change for the last month. I was over every day. I picked out my change, threw it in the thing, and I come up, and I've got enough money. I'm sending Gary a donation for those discs. And, you know, a lot of people I know, a lot of people out there are tired of hearing about money. But let me tell you something. We're not asking for a lot here. People are not asking. We're trying to get the king off our back. And the only way we're going to do it is through educated lawyers like this one here doing this show on the radio for nothing, and people like Larry B. Kraft putting his butt on the line in these criminal trials and, you know, taking all this harassment from everyone. And I'd just like to make a plea to the people to get behind these two guys and help them out.
Well, that's how much are you going to send me a bill for this, Joe?
What do you mean?
That was a heck of a doggone ad, I'll tell you what.
No, I'm serious, though.
I know you are, and I know you never said anything at all that you weren't that serious about. Incidentally, folks, I know who this gentleman is. He drove all the way from Virginia to Shreveport. He sat through every single minute of my trial. And let me tell you what, when that verdict was in his heart's in this, not just for him, he's in it. It's in it for everybody in this country. And whenever that verdict got read out, his eyes welled up as much as mine did. It means something to him, and it means that's what we really want to see happen with all of us. If we can all get that spirit of what this country is supposed to be, and think about what kind of country we're going to hand off to our grandkids and our great grandkids, those that have never not even been born yet. Are they ever going to even have a shot at defending their freedom? Because are we going to lose it before they ever get it? That's the kind of spirit. I said on the Raleigh James show, which Joe lined up for me to appear and put a whole hour in on the Raleigh James show. She mentioned Joe, and I said, yeah, I said, if I had 1,000 of him, it would be over tomorrow. Well, and I meant every word of that. Thanks, Joe.
Well,
you've done great. Now, tell everybody what you've been doing to this poor congressman.
Well, are you talking about Joanne Davis?
Yeah.
Well, I've just been calling her office every week. I had the memorandum faxed emailed to her office. I'd made sure that Kate Smucker, the person in charge of her tax issues, handed off to the new lady who took over, Amanda Foster. And when she went to her new office, she took a copy of it with her. It's got to be circulating throughout the Congress. A memorandum of law is showing everybody what the Supreme Court has said about our wages and our fundamental rights. And I think it's just important that everybody get a copy of the memorandum and email it, walk it up there to them, put it in their hands. Whatever you have to do to get these people to understand that we are waking up out here.
Now, you know, every congressman has at least one office in his district.
Yes.
Every senator has at least 4 or 5 offices in their state.
That's right.
Somewhere nearby that you can go by and take, you know, burn a CD of that memorandum, and that you can take that up there and hand it to them, either print it out and hand it to them or hand it to them on a CD and say, read this, because